people. Well, I've been delayed, so I apologize for that. In our program, I think our agenda is too short today. We intend to deal with two issues, but due to certain circumstances, because we needed to get more and intense information from the department in terms of turnaround strategy. Members will recall that last week there were so many questions that were unanswered, and some were answered but in a non-satisfactory manner, and we requested the department to, you know, to reconsider looking at those issues. But unfortunately, my office couldn't communicate those issues to the office of the DG because of one reason. I can't just scratch my head and submit something. I have to look at the minutes first that have been prepared by the secretariat, and then I have to also confirm to the members, individual members, because some of the questions, they came from individual members. So I have to consult from them. So we discussed the matter with the DG. So we did not want to inconvenience them, wanted them to bring us the clear information. So I think by the end of today, that information will be able to be communicated to the office of the DG. There's going to be a correspondence from my office. So I would like to apologize to members for taking that decision without yourself. The issue is that today we are going to Mr. Stein, let me finish. I'm going to give you the opportunity to comment. You're confusing me now. Today we are going to deal with the Rural Household Infrastructure program, and it was the same program that we dealt it last week, and there were also critical issues that we required responses, and I think we do have information in front of us, so that's the program that we are going to concentrate to focus on it today. Otherwise, in those few words, you are all welcome in the meeting. I don't see a new face here, all of us. There are new faces, there are. But it will be discriminatory to say to those new faces, introduce yourselves. We rather introduce ourselves all so that even the new faces should know who we are in this room. But I've seen Mr. Stein's hand. I'm giving you the opportunity, Mr. Stein.
Thank you, Chair. My apologies for the interruption, but because I wanted to speak on your first issue, when you moved to the second one, I then indicated. Chair, and I want to say this with the greatest respect to the department and its officials, but, you know, I specifically mentioned last week in the meeting that there were at least six officials from the DG's office, and I always note them diligently taking notes. So what I would, my comment would be that they should actually not wait for the chairperson to send a list of questions that were unanswered or issues that they said they'd come back to. I would imagine that they make these notes, they go back to the DG, they go back to their principals, and they tell them what transpired in the meeting and with information that they should be coming back. And I'd like to believe that that's what they do, and in future it shouldn't be dependent upon what we, after the meeting, request from them. Because I imagine that is why they are in the meeting. Thank you, Chair.
No, Mr. Stein, I would agree with you on that one. But I think this one was a very complicated matter. Even amongst ourselves, we sometimes find ourselves confused on the issues. So it might happen that the officials, they did take the report back. But I think the DG has a right to clarify issues from the office of the chairperson. But we fully agree with you. We are not disputing what you are saying. But at the same time, we will have to check the balances what was the situation on that particular issue. I don't believe that it should be, it's going to be an issue that is recurring all the time. I don't think so, because that was the first time that it occurs. But I think the committee members, they are nodding. I think they are fully agree with you that, you know.
I think a letter from the office of the chairperson requesting specific clarification is okay, because we cannot rely on them taking notes on our behalf. As a committee, we need to be specific as to what is it that we want. So I don't see anything wrong if the office of the chairperson requests those issues. We cannot rely on the officials. Thank you, Chair.
Chapter closed. Chapter closed. We don't expect it to happen every day, but the DG has a right to communicate with the office of the chairperson anytime when he wants clarity. Chapter closed. Okay. Yes, at any place. Yeah, it's true. Anywhere. Give you the opportunity to introduce yourself, starting from another performance.
Thank you. Order members, I'm about to announce my presence here. Gloria Borman, a member of this committee. In fact, it's Gloria Mary Borman, a member of this committee. That was a member from the committee. Doris Lawote, Lilungwana Len Committee.
Adelaide Mnisi, a member of the committee.
Good morning, everybody. Butch Stein, a member of the committee, and just a correction to my colleague, the first one. It's Gloria Mary Bosman, as far as I know.
Thank you very much, Chairperson. My name is Archibald Figlen, and Gloria, we know we are married. Thank you.
Good morning. Roy Bula, member of the committee.
Katama Barastro, a member of this committee.
Mashishi AC, member of the committee.
Good morning, my honorable chair and honorable members. My name is Thabane Zulu, Director General from the Department of Human Settlement at national level.
Thank you, Chair. Members, my name is Neville Cheney, Deputy Director General in the Department of Human Settlements.
Good morning, Chairperson. My name is Philip Chauke. I'm a Chief Director in the National Department.
Good morning, Honorable Members and Chair. My name is Cyprian Mazobane. I'm the Director in the Sanitation Program. Thank you.
Morning, Chair. My name is Nyameko Mbengo. I'm Chief Director of Financial Services.
Morning, Chair and members. My name is Temba Nobatan from the Office of the DG.
Good morning. My name is Wanda Ngosi from the Office of the Director General.
Good morning. I'm Kumuyisile Khaisali, the Chief Director in the National Office.
Good morning, I'm Phil Lamadima, the director in the DG's office.
Good morning, everyone. The name is Sean Solomon. I am based in the office of the DG. Thank you.
Human Settlement Ministry. Kalago Human Settlement Ministry.
Leah Buzoi from the Research Unit.
Good morning, honorable members. My name is Greg Hogo, committee secretary.
Thank you very much. Masi nigezele ku DJ.
Morning, Chair members. Once again, thanks for inviting us to your meeting, Chair. This is a follow-up meeting, and I can confirm, Chair, that I did get a brief from the officials who attended your meeting last week. And I must apologize that due to other parliamentary engagements that emerged, I couldn't attend the same meeting. But, Chair, I think after the discussion that we had, I thought it was necessary that we get clarity on the issues that you want us to deal with further, and especially for my own benefit as well, to get a sense of the critical issues that were discussed. And we will avail ourselves to respond to the issue of turnaround strategy. However, the information that was required as well in the form of a disc, which is very comprehensive, I'm sure the members have received that. If not, they would get it today, which details the whole process of that was undertaken in the form of a disc. So that will be given to members as well, over and above clarifications that are required. Chair, you would have received a very short presentation on sanitation after consultation that we had within the department on the matter, which is a very critical and sensitive matter for us. And I've requested that the Chief Operations Officer, Mr. Neville Cheney, will do the presentation to the members and will entertain questions and clarity-seeking questions on the matter. So it's a follow-up presentation, hence it has taken the direction that it has taken. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you, Chair, members. Chair, the presentation is, as the DD has indicated, short and concise, and hopefully addresses most of the issues that the Portfolio Committee in particular raised last week. Just in relation to the focus of the presentation, we focused it on the issue of the Independent Development Trust. I think just a couple of points we need to note. The IDT is a state entity which falls under the Public Works Department, and it's a Schedule 3A entity. It was contracted by the department over a period of 3 years to assist in the implementation of the Rural Household Infrastructure Program. And that went through a procurement process. It was approved through our BIT process as well. The IDT funding allocation and targets based on the contract is as follows, and that's for the 2010-11 period. There was 43 million set aside for 6,000 units. For the 2011-12, it was 131 million, and that was 16,870 units. And for the 2012-13, it was 241 million, and that was 30,125. And this is in respect of particularly around sanitation, and based on the project proposals and agreements with the respective water services authorities and the municipalities. The program plan. This is what was agreed between the department and the IDT, based on the issues that the department identified together with some of the oversight and the technical evaluations that were done. The department I advised, that was in March of this year, we advised the IDT to complete the 2010-11 work plan deliverables during the first quarter. So the backlog that existed as at the end of the last financial year, the department was keen to have them complete what they had, which proceeded, and on the basis of that, a further instruction was given in July that they could commence with the 2011-2012 allocation. Okay. One of the points that one has to remember, particularly in relation to the program, and like most human settlements programs, there's a substantial amount of community liaison IGR protocol that's required. And in many respects we take this for granted, particularly in a number of the processes. So one of the things that did constitute a bit of time was the IDT spent time conducting introductions to municipalities and household facilitation. And I think this portfolio committee is aware of the fact of the protocols, who gets informed at what stages, when the contracts, particularly given the fact that this program is implemented at a national level. So there's provincial, there's municipal, and there's also community ward councillors and a whole range of things. Although some of those things were not done satisfactorily, the department is in the process and has guided the process. And some of those teething problems were picked up by a number of people, and we are addressing them. The IDT contractors set up site in late September 2011, and that was particularly around the 2011-12 allocation. So after the instruction, they went through the social facilitation and IGR protocol and set up site in 2011. This gives you as a committee and chair, this gives you an understanding of what the intended recovery plan was and what was agreed upon. So you'll see, and we've highlighted in the presentation what the IDT focus areas are. I mean, but this gives you a total picture of Mvula, and at this stage, the Mvula one is for information, given the fact that entity's proceeding, in our opinion, satisfactorily on that. There may be issues, but they're dealing with those satisfactorily, and their performance is relatively within acceptable norms and standards. The IDT performance, and I think what we need to concede, but also agree with you, is that the department is not entirely satisfactory with the performance of the IDT. But I think, given the legal, given the technical, and given there's a whole range of procedural issues that one has to go about in corrective, in how one applies corrective measures, and I'm urging the committee to just grant the discretion to the department at stage, given the potential legal technical consequences of what some of that corrective action is. It might not be possible to range those things, because there's a number of issues that we'll deal with here. So the IDT has delivered 1,574 units since, against a target of 16,870, which is 9%, and that was 100 units in September, 615 in October, and 859 by November 14th, which was 2 days ago. The IDT is expected to deliver an additional 2,000 units by 30 November, and the balance that will be left is 13,296. This will require a delivery rate of 3,324. And given the performance to date, I think we want to verify whether or not it's possible. I mean, given the department, given what has been delivered, and given the kind of consequences of that, what the department has done is instructed the project management team to conduct a QS, a quantity survey assessment, on what the realistic delivery and interdependencies are. So given the fact that there is that performance variances, negative variances, we're of the opinion that we need to get this. So, and technically we need to be sound in how that gets done. The way forward, the QS report will guide the department on steps to improve delivery performance on 2011-2012 work. So there's some work that's outstanding, but also the 2012-13 and the years going ahead. We've highlighted the point there, Chair, and you'll see it says the poor performance has triggered the department into preparing the matter for technical and legal assessment to ensure corrective measures are implemented. And I think just so that we're all within the ambit of legal and compliance around these issues, I don't think we want to be either putting the department or the state in any, because we don't know what the potential implications. We've got a view on it, but I think it should be legally diligent and correct. And then what we're saying is that the department will advise the portfolio committee on operational management steps to be taken to improve performance. That, Chair, is in a nutshell. I mean, given the particularly the focus in relation to the IDT performance. Thank you, DG.
Thank you very much, DG and Neville. That's the presentation, honorable members. Sustain. One minute. Sustain, Honorable Tole, Honorable Bula. Sustain, take 1 minute, please. Bula, I'll give you the second bite. Bula, Doris, Figland before Doris, then Doris, Honorable Chifut, Honorable Whip, Then the father is a couple man. Then honorable Bowman.
Thank you, Chairperson. This annual year IDT appears to follow a similar pattern to what they did last year. I am concerned, Chairperson, that December, January are traditionally contractors' breaks, and yet in terms of the recovery plan, those months in addition to February, are the months that they intend catching up, which makes it difficult because people will want to go on their holiday breaks. It immediately tells me certainly that the recovery plan is flawed. Now. The other question that I need to ask, Chairperson, we made certain recommendations based on performance. Now, I've heard the CEO or DDG indicate about, legal implications, etc., but there should equally be legal implications for IDT. And my question, therefore, is, are there any penalties in the contracts when the provider doesn't provide what he's contracted to do? Why should there only be legal implications from the government side if we want to terminate based on poor performance? And then lastly, Chair, I don't know why, when I look at the outlying years, the two that you've indicated that they've been contracted for, surely we can change, if we can't terminate their contract, we can change the scope of the work, because they clearly can't cope. And therefore, my question is, while Mvula have managed to really keep within their contract, every year they seem to get a smaller slice of the annual budget, when it should really be the other way around. And lastly, why don't we get, and I've asked this last week, why don't we appoint another two service providers or another three? Thank you, Chair.
Thank you, Chair. Chair, I'm just thinking, Chair, that because the IDT is the entity which falls under the Department of Public Works, that is not proper for these two departments to meet in order for us to discuss in one voice, because the report that we received from the IDT are different from the report that we received from the Department of Human Settlement. If we can meet and have a joint meeting so that we can fix this thing, because there's a lot of problem here.
Thank you, Chairperson. I think I'm covered by the two speakers. I don't know which one is the best. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Chair. My question is on the program plan. Here you are saying in March 2011, the department advised IDT to complete the 2010-2011 work plan during the first quarter of Njongoba Baliwe. In July, IDT was given the 2011-2012 allocation. So my question is, because by this time they didn't manage to finish their first batch of 2010-2011, when they were given this in July, were they finished with their first batch of that financial year? Then, my other question, Chairperson, on the IDT performance, the number of units that they were able to complete during this month, September, October, November, they started with 100 units in September, which is understandable for them to start with 100 because we know that they are very slow. Then, October, it was 615, five times what they completed in September. Then November, the first 2 weeks of November, actually, by Monday this week, they managed to complete 859 units. Then, is this possible? In 2 weeks' time, they managed to complete 850-something. Then, last month, it was 615, the whole month. Then, by the end of November, we are promised another 2,000 that they will be completed by IDT, which will be 2,859. Is this possible? Are the units on the ground? And where can we find them so that we can be sure? Given the speed, they managed to complete more units. Then I think I'll pose the Chairperson. It's just, I'm curious with the way they managed to accelerate their performance in such a short space of time. Thank you, Chair.
It's a short question, Chairperson. Is it possible that you can get the breakdown of these 6,000 units so that we can be able to make a follow-up, the breakdown of these 6,000 units?
Thank you, Chair. On the program plan, bullet number 3, that says the IDC spent time conducting introductions to municipalities. How long was this introduction planned for? It took how long? Because bullet 2 said in July 2011, they were given the 2012 allocation advised to commence work. Now they spent time conducting introduction. They were given, how long were they given time? Another one on the IDT, I'm also covered because I was going to ask if these your numbers are really correct. Maybe we were going to accept the first one, the 100 units in September, but the following month is something that you cannot accept. It's really unacceptable. Thank you.
Thank you, Chairperson. I think, thank you for bringing this to us, and I think more so this breakdown that we've just received here, when we've had a chance to look at that, that might be useful. In fact, that will be useful. I just want to perhaps refer back to some of the queries. You know, last week we weren't very happy with the report, and we wanted you to come back with a fuller report. And for example, the $12 million for the department for project management, we wanted a breakdown of that to see how the department had spent that. And then this underspending from last year, I also just want to follow up with that question on whether all of that backlog has now been made up, which constitutes the 30 plus minus 39 billion million. And then just also to refer to this recovery plan, I'm a little bit puzzled. Can you just explain to me whether this obviously up to I'm not too sure how much of this comes out of the phase one, you know, the 2010-11. How many of these units are the 2010-11 that are in here? And then I think my other question would be to you, in looking at this, and because we don't have a unit price on these, on what it costs to put up a toilet, do we have the finance to manage to produce these units? Do we have the finance? Because I just did, you know, last week I did a rough calculation. I said 8,000 plus minus is what they cost. Well, you multiply that 27,333 out and see what you come to. And I'll tell you, it comes close to sort of 2 billion rand. So, you know, do we have finance to accommodate and produce what we have got here? And obviously it'll differ. And then just to ask also, what is the position in the regions at the moment? I need to ask this, Chairperson, because at that level is where we actually are able to monitor, I would imagine, what's going on the ground. So at one stage in one of the presentations, not all those regional officers had a staffing member, either at a deputy level or whatever, but who is staffing those and have all those officers? I also want to ask, I see that we talk about 9 provinces and we talk about 8, and then in the reports we are recording from 7 provinces. So can we just also understand, you know, why we're not going into some of the provinces, and so that we understand. And then I think, again, to ask that when we do get things, we are able to see them in context. In one of the presentations, you gave us the 2010 situation for the backlog was 2,665, just under 2.7 million. Now, how many of those are coming off in what we are delivering out there into the community? Because we can't really monitor if we don't have that. But it might help us when I've looked at what you've given us here in this breakdown. Thank you, Chair.
Yeah, thank you, Chairperson. Chairperson, I'm very much concerned that, and I'm glad also that the department has raised the point that they are not satisfied with IDT. That means that you cannot sit in the same vehicle and agitate the driver. And lots of concerns have been raised around this issue. But I think what's more important for the contradiction that we are seeing here, the glaring contradiction that the department is unhappy, and also that the department has to monitor the recovery plan. So in order to achieve the desired results, there has to be some measures put in place to achieve that. How do you visualize to achieve that? And the other one I just wanted to ask, Chair, that in most of the provinces, you know that they have been hit by hard floods. And if you look at the divisions of revenue, amongst the three new grants that have come about, I think housing is one of it. And these grants are to restore damaged infrastructure. What is your relationship between the areas that have been hit with sanitation and toilets, etc.? Thanks, Chair.
Thanks, Chair. Mine is only one. I've been covered by my colleague. There were some recommendations from the portfolio committee. Since now this is a continuation of last meeting, the recommendation from the portfolio committee were portfolio number 4, where we're saying that the IDT be put on terms to complete phase 1 program, and the department seek legal opinion to terminate the contract due to the non-performance. Where are we now? I can hear this figure that July, I just want to get the recommendation from the committee. You can say whatever you are saying, but it was clear that is why we had that recommendation. It was clear that is the non-start from the very first call. Just want to one question. Thanks, Chair.
Thank you very much, Honourable Member. I think I want to add before DG responded, the first one, we received a report last week to say this program has been expanded to 2014. Mm-hmm. And today we are getting something else, that the program has gone back to 2013. Because and poopy and lalang. I'm not dreaming. Because it's written. Then I need to buy error. Cybos and Angalami. We never told us it was an error. So in Kogum, I'm not sure. The second point, we are all aware of what this program, the terms of the program as a whole is to provide rural sanitation. Number two, the second phase of the program is to provide amanzi for rural areas. Asivanda usibona ngudede khulo toilets nje kuphela nje akukho lapho sifumanisayo ukuthi there is a plan ukuthi in this area yabona AKZN where has been there sokwenza i-oversight. We're asking a question ukuthi kutheni amanzi engekho kweza areas ezisezintabeni lapho ngavela ukuthi ukudrowa amanzi, which means we are not doing our homework. AKZN kuphela ke, but ndifuna ukwazi ukuthi ibekiwe nje terms of reference i-National Treasury siqalisa nini ke uku-implementa le instruction okanye le directive ka-National Treasury in terms of implementing this program. Andizuyiphinda ke indaba yokuthi wena ongasebenzi wena ekufuneka suku award sithi thank you ngokungasebenzi kwakho. Andizange andiyazi department lisebenza kanjani. Na I was a nurse, andizange kodwa ndifikela xesha ndandiyinisi ndiawadwe ngokungasebenzi kwam. I-contract engasebenzi yeyona enikwa more work.
each lay performer, the one that is on the ground. See, I have what I did to go in the Ukraine and flat trust and the room city. Some of them back as lap of his bottom, as I didn't do. There are others in the because then they are on the ground and it's not there. Yeah, pa, Ibanki. So I'm trying to say, whatever, I want to talk about Ibega Lula. But he, Ningazama, meeting us convinced, I'm now, I want to point it plain. We'll never be convinced in the ITT. Reason one, I need the Nendo 8 from a recommendation in a portfolio committee. It must you seek legal advice. We have sought the legal advice. Here are the challenges. In any manner, you have decided to put on hold the recommendation. It's written down. As the portfolio committee, which means we're not considering. We can say it's not take the pezul or Nina just because you are not committed or you are reluctant ukuthi the recommendations the committee needs consideration. It says this is cholo ke eso, but based it's an allegation that is based on a substance to say asik eva from the department. He said, no, we have tried to seek a legal advice. Nazi the challenges, esi dibana nazo, si department. Nazi wa lukula legal advice is nazo. Nazi wa seek legal advice. The second point, inconsistency, yenu. And he says that is in the Pakistan. You are saying UIDT is a state entity. It's a state entity. And we all agree. Yesterday, we had a meeting, Nani. Gendaba Gasefko, no public works, it disputes a paragraph on the baby. A reporting is nigger on a utenina. And it was uti o public works, Ningam Tata, Nimse a court, go as a booth good. Lendoya knew ear Pella need because it's la. It coffers. Sabahafi, Malabahafi. Lento yenu ka Safcon na umvala nini na tu Safcon une tax liabilities kuna ma disputes emisebenzi phakathi kwa public works nawo nathi nina anikwazi kumsa u public works court ngoba i department imisaqengana aqenganani ke but question endibuzayo niyosaba ngoku ukuthi i state entity sizawunisa e court isebenza kanjani kanti le state and your own baby because there is a state or IDT uzawu use court niyanqanqazela nenze nje ukuthi uzawu use court IDT state entity wathiwe state the state ngosiye saba ukudisciplina into esiyakhileyo ujike ngokumntwana wasisilwane yamoyika. We understand in the various departments. Well, we have been processes in this land line of public work. But when I when it comes to this, demand. That is why some of us is ungale is excuses. DG na detector panel, we don't even think we have even detected and decided that the answer is no. We go to the program. Ingathi izasihlalisa kabuhlungu inhlalo yethu phakathi ne department ne parliament is our home. Ubanya kaphela zikho ezinye izinto siya understand that because ezinye izinto akukho apho nivela khona amakhwiniba izinto ezininzi niyaziklarifya kufuneka into sibe open ukuze silungise niyaziklarifya izinto kakuhle futhi nje apho singaqondi khona nizame ukuthi siqonde but you are failing to convince us on this one. On this one you are failing, you are really failing. Siyanicela ke sanuyenza inhlalo le nhlalo yethu siyithanda kakubi. We are very proud ukuthi inhlalo kahle yethu mayibe right. Mayingachithwa ngu-IDT. U-IDT uzayichitha. Awuchithekise kanti thina asiyifuni loo nto. Siyayicela loo nto, siyayicela, siyayicela. Kunjanje siyanicenga this time. Asizuphinde sohlala apha. I think this is the last meeting so we'll have an IDT. Because good dala. Dala. Oh, Peruña was in the 13th grade. Let's join us. Let's recovery plan. Yeah, when he was there. I told him to wash the Nasira toilets. I told him to wash 3,000. He told him to wash 3,000. The man. Yeah, miracle, the toilets. Miracle. Miracle. Yonke nje lento ibhalwe apha nje is just a miracle. So siyanicenga teacher. Asithandi nathi. Resolvani this matter and andizuthetha ke ngalenye sayishiya ngabom because savumelana nomhlonitshwa wam ukuthi asike siyibeke ecaleni, sayibeke ecaleni. Sifuna le ukuthi ithini ilegal advice. Sizohamba nathi siyoconfirma kwezethu. Asiyamkeli le ephambi kwethu nje ngelishwa. Asiyamkeli.
Chairperson, I wonder, there was quite a lot there that some of us that are language challenged didn't quite follow. Can we just have a summary, perhaps, of what you've been saying?
Okay.
Please.
We
language. Some of us are language
challenged. Okay. Now what I was saying, I was referring to the issue that was raised by Honorable Machoba to say we had straightforward recommendations to this effect. So far, the department has not come forward to say, in fact, he cited an example of one recommendation to say IDT should be allowed to complete the 2010-11 work. And then, in the meantime, the department should seek a legal advice in terms of termination of this. Now, so far the department has not come forward and told us what is the progress on that. In fact, what is the legal advice? We cannot just need a request now a progress. Because legal advice, it doesn't take years. So we want to know what is the legal advice they obtained in relation to this so that we understand what is going on. And I was also trying to draw the attention of the department that we have a good relationship currently. We have a good relationship with the department. And even with the issues they bring forward before the portfolio committee, if there are misunderstandings, we try by all means to understand, because when we want clarity from them, they tried their best. There's nothing that there are uncertainties so far. But in terms of this program, there's quite a lot of uncertainty. And seemingly now, this program is going to ruin. It's not yet. Not yet. But it's moving towards ruining our good relationship, because we are not going to accept all these excuses. Why I'm saying that there is an excuse, first of all, the department told us that last week they couldn't take Department of Public Works to court because of those disputes amongst Public Works and SEFCO. Now, here, they are scared of being taken to court by their own entity. Whether it's Public Works, it's a state entity. It's a state entity. So why should they feel threatened by a state entity? Why do they feel threatened? So I was trying to clarify that, Honorable Comment. Thank you very much. Did you?
Thank you, Chair, for those comments, and some of them are really not new in terms of this particular matter. Before I ask colleagues to respond to some of the technical aspects of your questions, there are a few statements I want to make. We are not in any way trying to convince this committee to accept the relevance of IDT as an entity that must continue to provide the service that is provided. Not by any means. I think that must be categorically clear. As a department, we have no intention whatsoever to protect the integrity of IDT and to make sure that at all costs IDT must be a service provider for this program. So we have no intention. And in my capacity as the accounting officer in charge, I have no capacity either to make sure that at all costs, service providers who are not acting and working within the mandate given to them are on board even if they fail to deliver. So I want that to be clear and to be placed on record. Secondly, Chair, it's very important to state this as well, and I'm sure that in one of the meetings where I've briefed the portfolio committee on this matter, I've made the comments, particularly with regard to the last financial year. Chair, we move from a premise that the management of this program in the last financial year was not done properly from the departmental side as well. And I've highlighted this in one of the presentations. The process of procuring the services of this work started late. You can't start a process of procuring services at the end of May when the budget for the same financial year should have been implemented in the same year, which is April. So, this is the one management aspect I want to state. So right from the beginning, the manner in which the program was managed was moving from a wrong premise, from a management point of view. This is now November. Even our budget that is going to be approved, there is a program that must start in the next financial year, and there's a project management plan cycle. That process must begin now for implementation to take place in April or in May. It can't start on the same year. And you therefore cannot put people into terms for delivery, of an annual delivery, on the same terms when you appoint them officially in November. So, and we have explained this. So I'm trying to say, departmentally, we had our own challenges, and I've explained them, and that has affected
the budget for the program, it has affected the implementation of the program, and different messages from the department were communicated to service providers in a very chaotic fashion. And this has resulted into a challenge for the department. This is the challenge I've tried to explain when the matter relating to legal, which I've asked Neville to deal with that because at least he's a legal fundi in terms of training. But you can't therefore take a risk of knowing very well that within your own internal processes, you had your own management challenges in managing the program, and run to court and try to challenge an entity for failure to deliver when your own house is not in order. And I've tried to explain that in the context of why we even failed as a department to use the budget that was allocated for the program. That's one aspect. I've also tried to raise the challenge of the function itself when it was moved from another department to us, how again that process was somehow a challenge, if not flawed from a normal management point of view. Chair, our intention to implement or assess your recommendation has never lost our own agenda as a department. But in doing so, we want to make sure that we have sufficient standing at our disposal moving forward. Because at the end of the day, you should be in a better position to say, based on this, this is the decision you have taken. So I'm trying to reflect how difficult it would have been for the department under the circumstances that I've explained, would have been able to simply go straight and implement that. And I'll ask Neville to give a legal perspective on that. Now, having said that, Chair, you'll realize that our department gave instruction to the IDT in July again with clear service delivery targets of what they should do, putting them into terms just like other service providers, which is Mvula in this case. That is in July. Again, our own department issued an instruction to IDT based on the work not completed last year, not to focus on this current financial year until that work at least is somehow covered to satisfy the department. Now, if you look into this presentation, Chair, if you look into it, at a face value, you can easily conclude, and that there is a challenge. Easily, I mean, you look into the numbers committed, how they've been not met, and so forth. It's easy. We want to make sure we are scientific in our approach, and we are fair when we go through that route, because we wouldn't like to mislead Parliament. Wouldn't like to mislead the department. When we take charge of this, we must be scientific in our approach. And we are saying, Chair, in line with your recommendation of seeking legal advice on the matter, the QS report you are referring to will assist us to say the commitments that is being made to deliver on these products. In actual fact, you cannot deliver 600 as per the recovery plan. The QS report can say different things. It can say you can do 1,000. If you have a proper project management plan at your disposal, you can do 1,000 per month or 2,000 per month. So why you can't do that? In terms of your own submission, you committed to do 1, 2, 3. Or you committed to do 10, but you still do 3. And that's a report, Chair, that we would like to use against us moving forward. Because it will tell us in terms of quantities, in terms of the market, in terms of the space that the service provider is playing on, what is it that is possible, what is it that is not possible, what is it that is doable, and if it's so, why it's not done. So we have not in any way not considered your recommendation. But in considering your recommendation, we want to make sure that the process is technically correct. To protect your recommendation to be legit, to protect our department in the process of engaging in that process as well, and make sure that the process is tight. As I'm saying, Chair, at the face of this report, in terms of commitments that are made, it's easy to make a judgment. But we don't want to add there. We want to have a QS report that will be determining further to say, in terms of the quantity survey report, this is doable, this is not doable, or why do you overcommit on something you can't do? There comes the issue of member staying again. Because the QS report can say, the numbers that you are putting here are practically impossible. You need additional capacity to do this. There is no way that alone you can do this. That scientific information is not available. That's the information that we want, and make a determination. Our commitment to consider your recommendation of what could be done remains. We just want to make sure it's done appropriately. We are committed to that. We'll remain committed to it. It is in our departmental interest, Chair, that we deliver sanitation in rural areas as per the mandate given to us. That commitment can never be undermined or underestimated, especially because of the importance of that particular service. So I felt I should just highlight that part, Chair, before colleagues can respond to some of the technical aspects, and reiterate that we are not here to try and protect the integrity of an entity that is not seen to be doing what it should be due under normal circumstances. Not at all. Thanks, Chair.
Thank you, Chair. Chair, I think there's just a couple of points I think we need to reiterate and just reinforce what the DG says. There's no reluctance on the department to want to take legal action, but I think when you embark on a course of legal action, you've got to have all your ducks in a row. And the DG has highlighted that. There are some, and that's why I'm cautioning all of us. I think what we don't want is to compromise the position of the department in relation to the legal and the technical assessment. Because, you know, and there's contradictions. There's various contradictions amongst all of ourselves. And the more we raise this issue, I think we must just caution all of ourselves about what we're able to say, because we work in a legal, we work in a compliance. We can't, on the one hand, as per the committee's recommendation, say, get the IDT to complete the 2010-2011, and at the same time seek legal advice. You know, I think the principle is that we've just got to get our house in order, and as the DG's done that, he's taken a number. As an accounting officer, he's taken a number of those processes. We say in our presentation, and that's the process of what we're doing, is getting that technical and legal assessment that allows us to do that. This is not about the department feeling scared about the IDT. No, I think what we are doing is, we're saying we've been very careful because as a government department, as a state department, we can't be acting illegally or outside the ambit of what is good legal and compliance practice. So no, I don't think there's any reluctance. And I mean, our commitment is in terms of what our strategic plan says, the performance agreements, and most importantly, the community. So that's the bottom line in relation to that. In relation to the legal consequences, that's one of the issues. I think we need to just be cautious and we say, Chair, and I think the DG has given a commitment about where we want to go with this. But we've got to correct some of the steps that we've undertaken. On the issue of social facilitation, I mean, Philip will deal with some of the issues, but I think, you know, we can't explain and we can't sort of say that, fine, you know, social facilitation, you can give a month, you can give 2 weeks, but we know the dynamics of that. But I know that the agreed period there was something like 15 days. But there were some time overruns, particularly around the social facilitation issue. we are not in any way misleading or contradicting what was the figures that are put in here is particularly around the issue of what's been set aside. The program, in terms of the figures that was given last week, we've omitted that 2013-2014 allocation and what that translates into figures. That this program runs up until the 2013-2014 financial year, and the department has those figures, Chair. So it hasn't changed between last week and this week. I think the one issue here is around the question of the certainty around what that allocation will be. The tentative allocation was given to you last week, so we can translate that, and if you want to, we can provide that figure. So there's no contradiction in relation to that. The issue is that there's a number of issues that we've got to deal with in relation to the sanitation function, and some of those issues are quite sensitive, given what has happened in the last 6 months around the regional offices, around what some of the project management capabilities were. So those are just issues that we need to be able to. The issue about the water, Chair, as part of the technical MINMEC, as part of our engagements with rural development and land reform, as well as cooperative governance and traditional affairs, those are programs which in the next 3 months between ourselves to improve coordination will see a rollout and an intensification of not only water but all the five essential services: water, electricity, sanitation, access, and solid waste removal. And given the fluidity and the improvement in government coordination, I know, for example, that the DG through Foresight will make a presentation next week in which the coming together of not only the Cabinet Lekgotla decisions around that, there's the January Lekgotla, there's the Foresight Lekgotla, and I think Parliament's also going to be undertaking. So there's a number of fluid issues around water and sanitation. Cabinet has taken a decision that those 22 district municipalities in South Africa which has a less than 30% penetration of particularly water, sanitation, access to electricity, sanitation, and solid waste will receive attention by close of business of this term of office. And that's a commitment that's there, and we committed to it. So what happens in the period of this is not fluid, but how that coordination happens and how it is. The provinces have come up to us and said, we want to get involved in this program. And we've got a duty to do that. And we're looking at how that... So that will improve not only the oversight, but some of the weaknesses and deficiencies that were there. One of the prime issues around this program, which we've always raised as a department, is the lack of provincial involvement in this program. I mean, you've seen that through your oversight commitments. The provinces are not aware of it. This department, through its Human Settlements Development Grant, provides water and provides sanitation to rural communities. You can look at those figures. I mean, some of those figures are quite, do us proud in relation to that. Chair, with the DG's permission, I'll just ask Philip to cover some of the number issues on that.
Chairperson, good morning. Thanks, ma'am. I think a number of issues that we just want to add. With regard to the holiday season, Chairperson, the question that you addressed through one of your members, we are speaking to both service providers, and we're taking rounds with where we're meeting with their own contractors to indicate that people that shall be working throughout the holiday season leading to January and February, so that even if you cannot finish work around February, but you're able to conclude that by March. So that's being done. We are making contingency plans around the fact that they have to get all the material, especially the top structures, before the factories close, in order to assist in that respect. That is a practice that is done in construction industry where people are behind. With regard to penalties, in the SLA that we have with IDT, we did not put penalties. However, there is a clause that says the department has got the right to relook at the contract. So that's the process that DG is alluding to, that is currently assessing both scientifically as well as legally to appraising that the performance of that contract, and he agrees with the committee that it is not performing as it ought to be. So as the time when the decision is taken, and then he has made a commitment through this presentation that he's going to come back and apprise the committee that this is what has been done in terms of taking measures in that regard. So that follows with the issue that you have raised passionately about the appointment of new or additional contractors to try and assist in dealing with this issue. It is true that with regard to IDT's performance for the 2010-11, as of July, they were almost sitting at 80%, almost just above 8,000 of the designated 10,000. But in the report that we gave last week, we indicated that they are above 90%, with the exceptions of two municipalities in KZN and in Limpopo where they were snakes. So they are almost done in terms of that. But that decision that DG had forced us to take and give them the allocation, it was the correct decision, because if it was not for that, from a management perspective at the junior level, we were concentrating on last year until DG said get them to start working on the new year's allocation. The issue of why did IDT perform well around November? One of your members, Chairperson, has raised that issue. This is how it happened. Since July, when they were informed that they must start working on, it was mid-July, to be specific on the date, it was around the 12th. They then have to do two processes. The one is to get introduced to the WSAs and the recipient municipalities, because they were working with the municipalities of about 50 in this current year. So introductions means you will go to, you'll communicate with each municipal manager, secure meetings where you have to explain the program to that municipal manager. And in some cases, after explaining to the municipal manager with the technical team, they will say, come on another date and present to the mayor and the council, and the councillors. So you can't move until you explain that to the mayor and the councillors. That is at the WSA level. Usually it's districts. Then after dealing with that, and then when you resolve that part, then you've got to deal with the municipalities that are recipient. So a WSA is normally a district that has got, say, four local municipalities that are receiving. So after spending almost 2 weeks, first week dealing with the municipal manager and his team, and then you are being told come next week, and so that the mayor and the councillors will receive that. So that's week two. When you've resolved that, then you must deal with the individual municipalities that are a recipient in that district. So you deal with municipality A more or less in the same process. Some you deal with them once with the municipal manager, and it's okay, he gives a decision. But in some cases, they also will force you to explain to the mayor by in, because some mayors don't want, even though this is a competence of the West Water Services Authority, which is a district in most cases, they don't want people to just move and start working on their local municipalities without the explicit consent of the local mayor, because of political issues, who's bringing the program into the communities. So you still have to go to those local mayors and explain the program, and then they will say, okay, now let's look for the launch date. In most cases where they are, the local and the district are in unison, then you have a joint meeting where they launch the program to the communities. But where they are not in unison, you still have to have snacks. So I'm just explaining that it's not as simple as coming to securing a meeting with the chairperson for this. It's easier. but when you deal with the various municipalities, it's a challenge. So that's the one part that deals with IGR. The second part is to inform each individual household in the list that we are going to assist you in terms of building of a toilet. You are in the list from the municipalities which has been approved by the councillors. We're going to do this thing. So that is social facilitation. Those communities have to be visited each individual home. You cannot bring a team of contractors to a home where you haven't informed the households of what is going on. Because at times, when you dig a hole and there are children in the home, there's always accidents. You can have a child running into an open pit without informing them so that they can take precautionary measures, even within the home, on such issues. It can put you into trouble. Thanks. And I'm happy with that, Chairperson, because you Chairperson understand that process. That, you know, as
Le social facilitation. E bhatalelwe imali engaka. Phofu ene terms ezingu 1000. When you look at this report. Andifungonyathela kulamhlaba ke ngoba lento yabona the more nithi niyathetha. Indiphinda kulamhlaba ongcwele engafuna unyathela. Into esayibuza into kokubana yintoni umsebenzi wama-councillors, yintoni umsebenzi wama-officials la awe department, and ukwenza i-social facilitation ngokunokwami mhlawumbi ikhona lento esingayi-understand. You call people to a meeting, ubaxelele ukuthi kuzawuba khona this program. Qala ngokuqala nge-program. Then umasipala edibene ne-water services, ne? Nithi nina nifike ni-reporte ku-water services. Then i-water services ibe ne-meeting apho nani nikhoyo, andithethi ke nina ba-national, ama-officials enu, ayo-introducer i-program. Nithi bantu bonke, ayo-introducer i-program to ke ngoku nake i-district, kubizwe bonke umasipala. Weke ngokunake i-district yona as a water services ithetha nomasipala badecide ukuthi ematatiyela sizawu-allocate so many units. Andithi nina senithe apha sizisa so many, andithi nina batsho nithi apha sizisa so many, then the allocation is done by the water services together with the municipality. But Nina Bakakosi program. Right. Thereafter, e Matatiela local municipality in a responsibility. Yo bagging wunage. E informe. Ugotate ward one. Uzawa koso many toilets. This is the last thing I did. So I'm going to call about sharing. So many toilets are causing 100 up a ward one. Then ye wunage, uchu, uchu wunage. Who identify, who will identify your band. Then other band members will identify your master and it. By identify your name and it. Master. That's a pretty master. Ubako is a meeting. Pardon the human segment program project. Bako is steering and it is steering committee. Esisala every day. Nava band. Apo kukona this water, this service provider lingu. Ne department, lama officials alapa local. Kuko kwa gizu. Leenu iamba njango. Wama inden yikurishayo. Ile mali. Enkulu ya le facilitation. Na le mali le facilitation. Ayiko consistent. Na le terms zenu. Ufumanzima iwishiwe. Wishiwe. What I'm going to do is, I'm going to report Mr. Mazuban. I'm going to say, I'm going to say, I'm going to say, so I'm trying to say, my sense is to understand the song. I want to do the job. Can you understand the same members with the social facilitation? I'm going to say, I'm going to say,
Chairperson, I think you understand the process as you've explained it. We introduced the program to Tina as a national department to the WSAs, who have to coordinate with the local municipalities, and they prepare a list that is normally done by their councillors. Each municipality will have its own list that is taken to the WSA. Who then is the one that gives us one consolidated list. So when we do allocations, we allocate on the basis of that list. The issues around social facilitation in term, it's done by the contractor. It's money that is paid for within the pricing of the unit, which is done by the contractors. That's when they go to the individual homes. The issues that we have raised of the WSA calling people into common meetings and stuff. That is done. That is the way they've done their political aspect. But we have got a responsibility to inform every household, and that's where people have to be deployed.
What is the role of CGW? As I understand
that,
what is the role of the CGWs as well as the other
people
called? Those are
former
CLOs. Those come flying as well as the community. What committee is that?
Check.
Because then next
the follow-up. On this issue, the discussing now, check.
Yes.
Yes, it is on this one because there are two tenders that have been awarded for for project management services related to the rural household infrastructure. But they don't feature in any of the reports, and one of them is for 41 million rand. Now, if these people are supposed to project manage this, why don't they feature in the reports, and why aren't they involved in... I mean, project management is part of exactly what you're saying, that they must liaise with the communities. There's also a tender that's been awarded here to specifically liaise with 9 rural municipalities in preparation for the rural household infrastructure. It's on your website. There's another one here that has been awarded to IDT. To project manage implementation of rural household infrastructure program in 9 municipalities in rural areas. Now, is this separate to what you're giving us here? But it's linked into it, and why aren't we receiving reports about what they're doing to project manage this, Chief? I'm going to read it to you. It says, an appointment of professional service providers for program management and other auxiliary services for implementation of rural household infrastructure program awarded to Maxima Global for 41 million rand. That was done this year, 2011. Yes. Then there's another one, and it's bid number VA49/370, appointment of an NGO or a CBO or a public entity to project manage implementation of rural household infrastructure program in 9 municipalities in rural areas, awarded to IDT for another 11.4 million rand.
I think we are out of order.
Yes.
Yeah, what I wanted to say, Chairperson, we can not discuss something that we don't have a presentation on. That is why I'm saying, Chairperson, we are out of order here. So we will need a presentation. We cannot go all over the world and search for information in the web, Chairperson. We can't do that. Then I want to clarify this thing of social facilitation, the topic we were on. Chairperson, what normally happens, I'm not arguing that this money is not used accordingly, they double or they do what. But what normally happens on the ground is that those officials will go to the municipality to deliver the program, and all the councillors will be there. They will be given a date to go and call their community meeting in those wards where there's a need for this toilets. So they'll go to that meeting, and the ward councillor, together with the ward committee members, they will explain the process to the beneficiaries. They don't call everyone in that meeting. They call only the beneficiaries. Then the contractor will be there, the officials will be there, then the ward committee and the ward councillor will be there in that meeting. After that, the contractor will go down and do his job. There will be no official who is doing door-to-door to inform those beneficiaries. There's nothing like that. Maybe in some areas, but in our areas, in the rural areas, it doesn't work like that. They do.
That's why you have escalating.
Yes.
That's why you have these escalating amounts in terms of social facilitation. So I think I wanted to double check, because in practical measures in the rural areas, I think even in cities, you deal with the beneficiaries, and you don't just go door to door. I don't think it's worth it, because even I've noticed so many, because this is interesting. No, let's talk about this facilitation. The issue of please clarify, so that we are also assisting you on this matter, because these are public funds. In fact, we cannot just let we are monitoring these funds. It's our constitutional mandate. So this exercise also is trying to assist you, which maybe as in you have an oversight, or you lost the sight of it, you know. But now we are a team here. We are trying to resolve issues here. Not in the rural areas. You can't do that. That is why you are having these huge amounts of facilitation, let alone that you are still challenging it on the other side.
Sorry, just on a point of order. I think my colleague said I'm out of order to raise the issues that I've raised. But it's in line with what every other member have raised in terms of community development workers, etc. They're not in the report, but we're raising these issues and saying what role are they playing.
Doris, I'm the chairperson. Jane, I'm the chairperson. I'm still coming to that point at the last. Wait for me. I want us to handle this one first. I am chairing this meeting. Both of you, you are out of court.
Let me help you to stop the water from running.
Bring your point in terms of this facilitation. We are here in facilitation.
Okay, chairperson. First of all, I'm a little bit concerned by this door-to-door because the municipality's got their own ways to send the information on the ground. There's the ITP section, and then there's also information from the councillors, whatever development is going to come to the community. But nevertheless, Chairperson, I just want to find out a point of clarity. Usake Sizwe municipality. I think 2 weeks ago I was in the Eastern Cape. No, it's coming there.
Okay. Facilitation. I'm still going to rule, and that rule is a facilitation.
Okay, the facilitation chairperson is already commented on the IDP side. And there is also another section, if there is a special delivery, special service or development that is coming to the municipality, there is a special office to deal with that issues. And we've got ward committees, we've got ward councillors, there are PR councillors that are deployed there, there is officials. Now, for me, this is a new thing about the door-to-door, which is done by
the... There is a steering committee. At the end of the day, yayo yonke lento, ndifuna siyivaleni. There is a steering committee. Project steering committee. What is the role of the project steering committee? Because the role of the project steering committee, it deals with people on the ground. Sisenza kwezinye programs over zona hand wash nento ezihambelana nalento ezoma hygiene ezihambelana nalento. Sisenza kuzo. Siseza because zona zizamva. Siseza ngoba siseza wakha itoilet. Siseza ngoba ezinye nizihendlisha kanjani.
Oyena mntu uphethe umkhonto ndim chairperson. Yeah, abuse. Yeah. Now, Chairperson, my comment is when I arrived in Usake Sizwe municipalities, there were lots of toilets that have been built. I mean, it's just slab, whatever. And they dig a hole, but in my surprise, we don't promote the hygiene in those toilets. The promotion of toilets is to promote hygiene, nendoba istima sabantu sibe. Okay.
Facilitation.
Okay, abuse.
Yo wakiwa we toilet. Siseza ufika wena kuleyo. Ayo mini ayo namhlanje. Siseza uya. Never can you depend on the ndaba. Yale facilitation. Because we are not convinced ile mali. Ngaki ile mali. Le mali. Ngathi nje xa nibona imali kaRhulumente isetafuleni nje. Nyajiwaza nje nyana aphuma nje nyana iphume nje anyana ke
Chair, I think the one issue is and perhaps maybe it's best if we do this is that we present to you what that social facility, not the social facility but the community participation model that gets applied in sanitation.
Okay.
And we will also, I think, as a presentation, prepare a community facilitation model, which I know Babsitole has got some knowledge of, on the human settlements, because we're all on the same page. I think what we need to sort of just be cognizant of is, depending on a local authority and depending on who the ward councillor is sometimes and depending on who the ward committee is, there are different dynamics that play itself out around who does what. Because we know, I mean, that those dynamics. So we'll do that.
What are your officials? What are they doing on the ground? We're singing one and the same song, but just a little bit.
Sorry, Chair, my apologies.
Stop your teddy.
Sorry.
Stop your teddy.
Chair, what we'll do is we'll bring you that model and indicate exactly what the role and responsibility of that is. Thanks, Jim. Okay, I just wanted to, I mean, on the project management issue, I think we'll deal with that issue, because I think it's also incorrect that we know that in projects like this, which are turnkey, you've got a project management oversight because it's good practice in terms of sign off. So we'll bring you together with community facilitation model, and it include how that project management process flows. Thanks, Chair. DJ.
I'm covered. It was just when Neville was closing. It's just to say now to him. Now that they are spending money with facilitation and all that and project management, the money is just being used. There's no value of that money to us. So basically, if maybe outside the meeting now, instead of going to get a consultant, we were leaving the civics that are down there. It would be easy for you, as Chapin told you, that it's so easy just to get somebody to handle everything without money. Instead of spending $35 million for project management, what is that? After the meeting now, we can sit down and map out the way forward from now onwards.
I'll see this later.
No, I'm covered, Chairperson. I'll just be waiting for the presentation then. But I want to roll now. Yeah, I'm going to speak up. Order, there's no out of order. Mr. Singh was not out of order in the sense that all of us as members, we receive the presentation before us. But when we interact, we also bring the issues that we have observed on the ground or wherever. So any member is allowed, at least any member is allowed to raise an issue because it is related. That issue is not something that is out of context because it is in line with the agenda. The agenda is rural household infrastructure program. So it's a holistical. For instance, even Hule meeting, so many of us, even myself, I've made references to issues that are on the ground that we have seen. So it depends who to fumene kanjani, because as long as we inter mnaka and even tago to college the students are e conventional. Funa the funama paper jika and was we students are late technology with funama paper sakoma land in that. But let's close this with the way forward to say we are going to receive that presentation. And DG, can you take us into confidence, really? We are serious about this matter. We are serious. Because it's not that we don't understand your frustrations. We share your frustrations. But they are more than yours. It is in your has been more frustrations. Public funds. Nothing else. All of us Joba Stella Panji Lindilepa meeting Bani Mahashul Sars. Ufunus get and Elapem call. All of us. So those are public funds. That is why singati siani grill and grill kubasini singani chand singani fun. Sifuna when they get is those right and each and every cent must be accountable. And he said there should be value for money. Not for the sake of money, just spend. So we are sincere when you are saying to yourselves, we are not happy about ITT, and you will never convince us. That's the unfortunate part of it. And now what does not is not convincing us more. You continue give us more. I mean, give ITT more. For us, is a problem. Yes, we understand that there were minor issues within the department, but the service provider, the moment you agree, you sign a memorandum of understanding, you commit yourself. It is not justifiable for IDT to say, I started late. We all know what the agreement the memorandum of understanding, whatever, they were signed late. Why did they agree to commit themselves to finish umsebenzi wonyaka in 3 months? I'm just making an example because I'm not sure what months are there. You know, why did they agree? They should not have agreed to take that. They should have said to you, no, we are not going to reach your target because of 1, 2, 3, 4. Ni naba guilty all the time. You are not guilty. You are not. Why ni nani zotata conscious zabanya bantu? Ni you make your conscious zabanya bantu your betting. When you have a contract, it's a two-way. Nasik. Commitment, if you like, you are. So, I don't know what's going on, but I'm honest. No, I can't take this job. Now, Babuya, Nendaba. So, I want to lay out as a night, Really. Gag about Kabulon Service if I don't tell. So, I'll divide as a toilet, as a time in Sneaky Picture Glass. Zona is zona ka IDT. Dibuze ke xa sizawuphinde sirectifye itoilet. Sixakwe kukurectifye izindlu, asinamali yokurectifye izindlu. So tendaphi lokurectifye itoilet. Because aba bantu bazogqiba babaleke. So we are sincere. It's not that siyanihlukumeza okanye sitheni, but andifuni ukuxoka, iyasigulisa thina le nto ka IDT as a committee. And ayigulisi thina ngokuphela. Igulisa wonke ama members of parliament. In the IDT, in each and committee, because you have a case, you can't have a service provider, a server, 18 departments, good people. 18 departments. Is our bar? In Antigua, no matter what you're doing, Nina, you are serving human settlements with only 9 provinces. Only 9 provinces we are serving. But in Nama, milestones are my means and we are encountering size. And you are trying your best. Uguti, in the capacity within the department. But still, kunama challenges. Niti maile ne capacity ne gana ni IDT, guy server, 18 departments. What capacity do we expect UIDT to have? Yeah, madam, it's real. Yeah, but if you go to those that report, who is funded? Who is funding money? Yeah, but if the committee starts a lapans before we made those recommendations, as I'm going to see, we're going to see a presentation here, and then we're going to see recommendations. Such a lapans, we give it a thought, and that thought is reflected in that report. That report is from the government. We shall have relax the power. Oh, I found the lens in. Oh, the lens is not a problem. We found to relax the kai kai. We found you will. No. That was a conscious decision or conscious recommendations. Because it's actually why we are recommending. Point number one. We are not confused. Why we are recommending point number two. As we are saying, we were very much fair. But you don't have to ban pin any contract again. Based on this, kona nani nivele niibuyise indaba ka IDT nizise kuni kune nini ngoba ba guilty. No, you are not guilty. Kana thathi burdens ka IDT nizenze iburdens zenu zinafe zaza izenu zenu ze 9 provinces. We have got a lot in your plate. IDT abambe nuba ndihamba kanjani hayi sanu lala DT sulala mntanam. Uba wamba kanjani? Ay. Uzobona uzophuma kanjani? Uzobona. Uwaphuma kanjani? Kodwa thina sithi siyacela ke ngoku, siyacenga ke ngoku. Siyanicenga. Ngeke thina sikwazi ukumamela iDT. Ungawugqotha nakwamanye ama departments are ready ngoku amgqotha. Nina nisamnetshare nisambhabha izo. So siyacela ke bantwana bam. Asivaleni le meeting. Homework here, then you come back to us. We need this QS report immediately. So we hope that it's going to guide us. Yes. Honorable comments, what would you like to say?
Chairperson, it sounds to me as if you're coming to the end here, and I'm just concerned you're giving them work to come back with. I am concerned that we get the money values and the units. If we can have that, it's no use us just, and I see these new figures that have come to us are just delivery figures. I don't know if we've got money that can supply these units. We need to know that. And I think we don't want to be micromanaging you guys, but if we get a proper report, we don't have to do that. So it is just of concern to me. We were given in 2009, I think it was, the 1.2 billion rand for this program of the medium term. The 3 years, it's now become 4 years. That's a concern. We spoke about that last week. And it means that if we don't deliver again, and I'm hearing again that we're not going to deliver the 231 million that's now there, it means that, you know, is that going to become 5 years now? And that is the oversight role that we have, because if we don't have the capacity, the delivery is not going to happen. And the regional offices, I got a smudgy kind of an answer there about regional offices and what's happening there, because that also is going to affect the delivery.
No, I think the issue of regional offices were addressed last week, and they agreed to us that they are going to take our advice. Because what we have advised them is that there's no need to have regional offices for they suggested that they will make an arrangement to public works so that at least when they are giving space to the provincial offices, they must also cover this for documents. So I think that one was addressed. Maybe
it's not. Chairperson, it's not the physical space. It's the capacity there to manage what they're going to do. I'm not talking about the physical space. I'm quite happy with what you're talking about there.
Okay. No, I think the other issue what we need to provide is that yabona le ya miracles. Siyayicela banda kodwa. Ninayo mostly record ye miracles. Ezi miracles zeziqaleke ngoSeptemba nge-2 weeks sebe deliver 850 ziphi ezi toilets siyazifuna bantu. Kanti sinojele. Sifuna ezi toilets ezakhiwe ngomlingo. Ezakhiwe ngomlingo. Otherwise, imnandi phela le meeting. Otherwise, yeah, that was a very good meeting. DJ Vala.
Chair, I thank you and the members for your constructive criticism of the project that we hold at our hearts so dearly. The corrective measures will be taken, and it will be reported to you how we have taken them. Thanks for your guidance. This is a very critical area of service delivery, and I can assure the committee that it's a priority on my agenda on a daily basis. Thank you, Chair.
No, thank you very much. I think we have come to the end of our meeting. That was a very. I think I'm not. We have got tension. We have got my issues seriously. Serious. We have got a mandate. All of us, common mandate. There's no us and them. We've got one common mandate. So, the meeting is adjourned. Thank you. Thank you.